According to a recent poll, climate change can't compete with education or immigration as one of Americans' top public policy priorities. In fact, it's almost last. A new study could help explain why. I spoke with Megan Mullen at Duke University, who says that though weather isn't climate, most Americans have experienced more pleasant weather over the last four decades, and it could be impacting our perceptions of global warming. How did you come to the conclusion that most Americans' experience of weather since we've known about climate change has been positive?
Well, we're social scientists, and we're starting from what we know about the types of weather that people like. And of course, people's preferences over weather vary, right? Some people like to wear sandals year-round. Other people want a snowfall every winter. But we wanted to find the average American's preferences over weather. What we did is we went to a literature in economics about where people move. And we thought that where people choose to live is a good indication about the types of weather conditions that they like. So if we sort of hold constant other economic conditions and other factors that prompt people to choose a place to live, then we can pull apart what additional impact weather conditions have. What we know is that people are moving to places with warm winters and cooler, less humid summers. The next step was to find out what has happened to weather over the last 40 years in the places where people live in the United States. And so we collected 40 years of daily weather data and attached those weather conditions to counties and considered counties more heavily if they were more populous. What we found was over the last 40 years, 80% of Americans are living in counties that over the last 40 years have experienced weather conditions that are improving.
That's what you're calling pleasant weather.
That's what we're calling pleasant weather, exactly.
We're part of a climate change reporting project called IC Change, where people can share changes that they see in weather or what's going on outside. And people post things that they notice, like flowers blooming early or warmer weather than they're used to at certain times of year. And I know that you've said in your previous work on climate change, it indicates that people's own experiences with weather can help them make sense of climate change. So what do these new findings mean when it comes to how people are responding to global warming?
Our previous work and the work of other social scientists shows that people's experiences with weather in the short term have an impact on their perceptions of climate change. When it's warmer outside, on average, people are more likely to believe the planet is warming. What we don't know is how these sort of cumulative experiences over longer periods of time are affecting people's attitudes. That's not a question that we actually could answer in this current research, but we make the case that certainly having this experience of more pleasant weather over time isn't lending an urgency to people's response to this problem. For most of us, right, on an everyday basis, being outside and, you know, being able to cook hot dogs on the grill on a January day is a lovely experience, right?
It's not motivating people to make changes in their lifestyle or push for policy changes.
That's exactly right. We know that Americans are not responding to climate change with the urgency that scientists tell us the problem demands. And that's really where we started this study, is trying to understand that a little bit better. And we also know that when people think about climate change, what they're thinking about are things like, if you ask a question, right, what do you think of when you think of climate change? People respond either global warming or they respond weather. So they're perceiving that climate change means accumulated changes in weather. And we're showing that those accumulated changes for most Americans are to make the weather more pleasant than it was before.
Were you surprised by these new findings, or how did you feel about it?
We suspected it might be the case. We started from what we knew about preferences about weather. What we're doing different from what climate scientists do is we're thinking about the population experience of weather, not changes in weather averaged over the planetary surface. And so it was surprising to see how substantial these increases in winter temperatures have been. Over this 40-year period, we're talking about over a degree Fahrenheit per decade on average, an increase in January temperatures. And so that was really surprising to understand that the population is experiencing such warmer winters. How I feel about it is really some degree of distress. You know, as a person who would like to see more urgency in our policy response to this problem, it is certainly a concern to realize that part of what's going on in the public response is the public not receiving signals that this is such a serious problem.
Here in the Pittsburgh region, we've experienced a lot of the pleasant, mild weather your study looks at, and we haven't had to bear the brunt of droughts or burning hot summer weather. But of course, other parts of the U.S. are feeling that. You know, out west, there's been a recent New York Times article about climate refugees in Louisiana who are moving. So we've all seen those photographs and news reports. How does that difference in experience with weather factor into how Americans think and act on climate change? Like, don't we care or have empathy?
Yes. So climate extremes are something that we could not account for in this study. And in fact, the message that we take away from our research is what we need to do is be talking to the public more about these climate extremes. Because climate scientists tell us those are the changes in weather that really are going to have the most substantial impact, right, in terms of economic losses and in terms of human lives. And so it's these extreme shifts, floods and droughts and sea level rise, that are potentially the biggest concern. We need to help the public understand climate change through the lens of extreme events and not through the lens of everyday weather.
You also point out this pleasant weather that many of us are experiencing is not necessarily going to continue.
Even if we're focusing on the everyday weather that we look at in our study, what climate forecasts tell us about future warming is that the seasonal changes won't be the same as what we've experienced already. The reason that we have experienced this increase in pleasantness is because we've had these warmer winters without paying the price of hotter summers. But looking forward, what we will experience is much hotter summers, and those much hotter summers are not what the American public likes to experience.
And so the solution then is to talk to Americans about climate change and weather somewhat differently. But who should be doing that talking? Should it be climate scientists? Should it be weather forecasters?
You know, that's a great question. I think it needs to be everyone. Last night, it was Jimmy Kimmel. He did a video and he actually had climate scientists talking about that it's not a scam. And it's very funny. And I think it's a really terrific example of how the more that messages about climate change and its potential impacts can saturate the media and can saturate everyday conversation, the more we may shift opinion for some people who are having a hard time believing. But more importantly, the more it becomes an urgent issue for those people who already believe it's happening, but don't view it as a top policy priority.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Sure. Thank you for your interest.
Megan Mullen is Associate Professor of Environmental Politics at Duke University. Her paper about the public's perception of weather and climate change was published in the journal Nature. You can help us continue this conversation at icchange.org. IC Change is the crowdsourced almanac of weather and climate, where you share your observations and photos of what's happening around you. And we get scientists or experts to weigh in on what you're seeing. Give it a try at icchange.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.